The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, here's the latest update on freeing slaves. Right now, we are at $8,060. That's 32.24 slaves. Okay? $8,060, 32.24. Now, I will do the math while we're here on the air. All right. So that means 33 times 250. That's 8,250. Right now, we're at 8,250 minus 8060. We're $190 away from 33 slaves. We're $190 away from freeing 33 slaves. Our goal was 27. So, I mean, we've blown past the goal, and I'm just rejoicing. I could not be happier. I am so thankful. But let's see how much further we can go. Another $190, and we will have the privilege, the blessing of freeing 33 slaves. Here's the number. We've had Linda Newark and Jim in Forest, Ohio, call. Would you like to join them? Now, we had all kinds of callers yesterday, and we had over $7,600 just yesterday. Now we are at, again, $8,060. It's incredible. Our goal was $6,750. We're now at $8,060. But let's see how many more slaves we can free. These are real people. And we're $190 away from freeing another person, another life, another human being, another eternal soul. Literally freed from slavery, given a new life through Christian Solidarity International, taken from North Sudan back down to South, reunited with her family, many of them that have not seen it for their family for 20 or 30 years. If the family is still there, they are given a goat. They're given a tent. They're given medical attention, and they're given farm implements and seed to sow so they can take care of themselves for the first time. All right, I'm going to move on to other stories. 888-253-3522, if you want to be involved. 888-253-3522. Could somebody pledge $190 and we'd be at 33 slaves? Here's the number, 888-253-3522. To be honest, and I haven't mentioned it much, I guess, but it's probably my fault. I am surprised we haven't just had tons of people who want to call and give tribute to their mother. I know this is Friday, but it would bless your mother. If your mother is living and she lives in this area, get on the phone, call her up and say, "Hey, Mom, I want you to turn over to 880 AM or 104.5 FM. Why? Well, just turn on your radio and go to 880 AM. And then you give me a call at 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And give a tribute to your mom. I am telling you, That'll mean more than, you know, the standard stuff, you know, that we, you know, flowers or candy. Those are great. But giving her a public tribute, I believe, will be even more exciting and more meaningful. So why don't you give me a call? Give a tribute to your mom. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Oh, and I want to correct. I have been thanking Jim in Forest, Ohio. It's actually Jill, and my apologies, Jill. I said Jim. This is the person who called CSI, Christian Solidarity International. I apologize. It's not Jim in Forest. It is Jill. Jill in Forest, Ohio, and Linda in Newark. They are the two that have called. You know, today, I mean, we had so many call yesterday. Today, we got to have at least 5 to 10. We really do. We need at least 5 to 10. Call 888-253-3522. Let's set some slaves free. 888-253-3522. All right? Or you go to thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com as well. This movement is spreading across America, and it's not a good movement, and it is led by some evil atheists. Now, not all atheists are evil. But the atheists who are trying to stamp out Christianity and destroy Christianity, they're evil. And that's the Freedom from Religion Foundation. They have attacked again, this time in Springfield, Pennsylvania. Delaware County, not Ohio, Delaware County, Pennsylvania. For many, many years after the Pledge of Allegiance, the principal of the school says over the loudspeakers, "God bless America." For years, this has been a long-standing tradition. You know, gets on the microphone and it goes all over to all the classrooms. Hey, let's give the Pledge of Allegiance. And after the kids say the Pledge of Allegiance, the principal simply says, "God bless America." Well, a parent, supposedly, who knows, a parent contacted the Freedom from Religion Foundation. They got in touch with the elementary school, Sabald Elementary School in Delaware County, Springfield, Pennsylvania, and said, "You can't do that, separation of church and state." And the school district got in touch with the law department for the school district, and the law department said, "We can't afford a lawsuit. We're already in trouble financially." So, quote, "The school district says the cost of a legal battle played a part in their decision to stop the principal from saying God bless America." Yep, a parent, one parent, one person, one individual in the entire county said, "Well, I'm offended." And immediately, with one letter, one threat, the school board in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, buckled under, gave in, and there will be no more God bless America in their schools. Now tell me that's not sad and cowardly. All right. Let's go to the phones, and I've got Michael in Delaware, Ohio. We were just talking about Delaware County, Pennsylvania. Delaware, Ohio, Michael, you're on Bobberty Live. Welcome, and thanks so much for calling.
Hey, Bob. Great to be with you today. I've been listening, and you've asked for people to call in and give tribute to their mothers.
Yes.
So I thought I would do that.
Wonderful.
Mom grew up in Hialeah, Florida, and she was part of a broken family. She had a dad who she really didn't know. He was kind of a local drunk, and the only thing she would remember of him was he would come to the home, try to break into the home, and then beat her and Grandma and my mom's older sister. And then Grandma herself was quite brutal and quite abusive, but yet I saw my mom, as we grew up, continue to be devoted to her mother and continue to care for her. She lived in Florida. We grew up in Wisconsin, and we'd go down on occasion and My mom would always continue to be loving and gracious and taught us to be the same. When she married my dad, she married a individual who lost his father when he was 13, and so both my mom and my dad kind of grew up without really knowing how to be parents themselves, and yet they raised four amazing kids. All of us love the Lord. I'm not sure when my mom actually came to know the Lord, but it was sometime shortly after I did in college.
Yeah.
But she has been an amazing woman. Even while we were growing up, she committed herself to stay at home and to always be there whenever we got home from school. So she would work occasionally in the evenings. But even then, she took a job that she knew we would be able to work with her then as we grew up. And so we grew up and we were lifeguards and swim instructors along with her. And in many respects, she became sort of a mom to all of our friends because our house was open to all of our friends. And even to this day, I still have friends way back in high school and that still visit my mom and still talk about how she was their mother. In fact, all of the swim team kids used to call her mom. And she's been just an amazing mom even today. She's 77 right now. She lost dad a couple of years ago. She is still involved. She still volunteers. Just a great, great woman.
Where does she live, Michael?
She lives up in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, is she a Packers fan?
Oh, yeah, we live a few blocks from Packers Stadium up there. In fact, you know, it's funny, Bob. She grew up in Hialeah, Florida. She met my dad down there when he grew up in Green Bay as well, but he was down in the military down in at Homestead Air Force Base, and he would go up to Hialeah, and he met my mother up there when she was still a senior in high school, and they got married. Mom never met his family until basically their honeymoon.
No
kidding. They drove up to Green Bay on their honeymoon. She met my dad's family. He had eight brothers and sisters. And dad kind of, when they went back down to Florida to finish out his military time, when he finished, dad said, "I'm done living down here in this heat, so I'd like to move back up to Green Bay." And so she moved back up there with him. They drove up in a car that had no heat. They spent the first 2 years of their married life with no heater in the car.
Oh, my.
But after a couple of years, he got a job offer from Disney to help build Disney down there. And he asked mom, he said, I'll take you down there if you want to go back home. And she said, you know what, this is my family. Oh. And so she stayed up in Green Bay where we would be able to grow up with my dad's, you know, brothers and sisters and cousins and everything else. So that was her family.
That's wonderful. There. Well, Michael, I got to take a break, but does your mom do the email thing?
She sure does.
Well, you know, you can look at the archives. You can download this segment off the archives either on a phone app or our website on my page, and then you can send it to her. I think she would be blessed if she would hear your tribute.
Fantastic.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Michael, I'm honored that you called to honor your mother. God bless you. Thank you so much. What a great woman. Thanks, Michael. All right. We'll be next. I know many of you have had or have amazing mothers. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, I've got two stories here that are intimately connected with each other. Let me give you the first story. Headline, faculty votes to remove Chick-fil-A from campus after 25 years. Yep, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, California. Quote, the faculty senate at a public California university voted overwhelmingly to kick Chick-fil-A off that campus, citing the chain's support of, quote, anti-LGBT causes as a violation of the university's values. Now, what are the values of Chick-fil-A? Good quality food, good quality service, incredibly family friendly. They treat their employees better than probably any other fast food chain. They are known as the first in a community that has disaster to reach out and to help. Yeah, those are the values of Chick-fil-A. And they violate the university's values. I would say that's a problem for the university, not the Chick-fil-A. The Academic Senate at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo opted to recommend getting rid of the chicken chain's location despite being on campus for 25 years. How do they explain this? Quote, are you ready for this? Quote, we don't sell pornography in the bookstore, and we don't have a Hooters on campus. We pre-select those kind of things based on our existing values. This is a similar thing. The difference is we're actually profiting from this, so our money, every dollar a student is spending at Chick-fil-A, is going to these causes that are in violation of our values. They actually compared Chick-fil-A with porn and Hooters. What planet did these people come from? Are you serious? Yes, I am serious. Now, this is happening at campuses all over the country and several airports. So you would think that Chick-fil-A is hurting. Well, here's the other article from today. Chick-fil-A to become the third largest restaurant chain despite being closed on Sundays. CNBC reported May 8th that the chain is on pace to become the largest restaurant in sales this year, surpassing Subway and trailing only McDonald's and Starbucks. Larger than Arby's, larger than Taco Bell, larger than Subway, the third largest restaurant chain in America. So, it doesn't look like these wacky college campuses and these nutso airport authorities doesn't look like they're actually hurting Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is exploding in growth, and oh, by the way, they are the single most profitable fast food chain in America. The news would say, despite the fact that they are closed on Sunday, I would say, because of the fact that they honor God, they honor their families, and because of that, God is honoring this business. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo says they're throwing Chick-fil-A off campus after 25 years because their values violate the university's values. Now think about that. When you think about the real value of Chick-fil-A and why the American people love it, I would say that's a very big value problem for Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. It is a weird and wacky world we're living in. All right, folks, how about some tributes for mothers? 877-BOB-LIVE. How about freeing some slaves? 888-253-3522.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.